Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
And this is Ariel.
Our assistant.
Slash associate.
But
slash
I associate. Think she needs to settle a debate. How do you actually pronounce your name?
It's not a debate.
Well, okay, no. It is a debate because apparently I've been saying it wrong for how many years?
Many. Many years.
13.
How do you say it?
Ariel.
Ariel.
That's how I should say it, but I don't always.
And I've been saying Ariel for
it's spelled like
literally
Ariel.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
But everyone says Ariel. But
it is
Ariel.
Not Ariel. If you call me Ariel, I will not turn around.
No. So it's either Ariel.
Ariel.
Ariel or Ariel. So this is our lovely associate, and she's here today to tell us all of our flags. And I'm a little nervous because I don't know what's going on.
She can't handle criticism.
Yeah, I can't handle the truth.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, this is episode 180. As you can see, there's five of us. Usually there's four because Lisa's still on leave, supporting her husband through his cancer treatments, but they're going very well, so keep praying for them. But, yeah, so we have a fifth chair today. That is Ariel.
Hello.
Ariel.
And,
okay,
yeah.
So, I'm excited. She's going to do beige, red, and green flags.
I love that.
But first, we start with the highs and lows of our week.
Ariel, do you want to start?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
I thought you thought of yours
to
already.
Say one already.
Dang it.
Okay. Fine. My high is that I made homemade sushi and I did not get ill, which was a really big risk factor. And it was so, so good.
I love that.
So
I love it.
This will be a repeat.
I love it.
Except some people won't eat it.
I will eat it.
I won't, so, but I support you.
Yo, we could like grill up a little piece and put it on salmon like
that,
it.
But
I love that.
Because we're accommodating
and
in
put
this
it on
house.
Rice. Yes.
And my low was I had a couple really bad days last week. Mm. But you know, we rise and we rally and
always
we
rally.
Survive. We rise and we rally, because that's what we do.
That is what we do here.
That's all. Next.
I really had one. Next. I can't remember it.
Someone go. I can't remember what it was.
Here's a recent high is I went to my friend's housewarming party and it was really fun. I don't really recall what happened because it was like a week ago and it's a long time ago in my brain right now. But it was really fun. Mm. And we just like hung out and said hey to a bunch of people and, you know, just chilled. And it was really fun. I was like, oh, I'm going to be gone. Like, I'm not going to stay very late. But then I ended up staying late and it was really fun. And my low was, just like a lot of anxiety and just general downness lately in certain things, but getting better. But like, you know, we have lows all the time because we're human.
So true.
I'm like, I don't need to preface my low. Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yes.
My low was last week. I was up till 3:30 crying on my friend's couch.
That is a low. That is a low.
My high was...
No, I would never cry on my friend's couch. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't let myself.
Yeah, it's just like, it was 3
Me either, TV. Like,
that's good.
Trust.
Only on my own couch.
Openness.
Level. Yeah.
I would literally never, ever.
Yeah. So it wasn't crying really a low because it was good, but it was a low because I was crying till 3:30.
Yeah, I see what you
That's
mean.
A low.
But, like, we were both crying.
But it's
know?
Like a friendship high.
Yeah. And like when I was driving home, I felt like I was going on a road trip. It's like, wow, it's almost like 4 a.m.
Oh,
but I was like, oh, I'm going home to sleep. But it felt like I was like
How
early
much did
morning.
You sleep after that?
Like 6 hours. Oh. I didn't sleep that
I
much.
I normally get like 6 or 7 hours. I don't sleep that much.
Yikes.
You gotta fix that.
Wait,
like
that was
that
my
bad.
Low. My high was maybe yesterday. I had some good energy.
Ooh.
You did.
So I felt pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Loving it, loving it.
I can go. My high is just my sons in general, the twins.
Aww.
They're just like, oh, so cute. And the other day I said to Max, I was like, I can't believe they're our sons. Like,
aww.
I just think they're so amazing.
And I always just, say not that, but the equivalent for me.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I'm incredibly biased because I'm their mom, but I'm just like, they're so funny and they're so like, they just wrestle each other and laugh all the time and like, they're so funny when they dance and they make these funny faces and they're just like,
How is this real?
I know, I'm like, I get to just observe you all day. How it's is like this so real? Special. So yeah, my high is just them existing. And then my low, just haven't really been sleeping great lately, so kind of stinks, but oh well, it is what it is, as we say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some reason I hate having the low that I'm tired as just a low because I feel like it's the most boring low ever.
But it's a true low.
But it's real.
It
affects millions across
it's
the nation.
So annoying. Yeah. My low is always like, oh, I didn't sleep well for this reason or whatever the heck. So I guess my low is a similar thing is that I got like too overwhelmed and didn't do my journaling and it showed.
It showed.
Yeah, then I woke up kind of like anxious, not sleeping very well, and I was like, that's what I get. That's what I get. So anyway, I'm back on the depth journaling train.
Love that.
My low. My high, welcome to my cult. Ninja Creamy cult.
Oh, love it.
My high is that the Ninja Creamy has changed my life. If you don't know what that is, so it's this like machine. It kind of looks like a coffee maker almost, but it's like a blender more. And it has like a blade. Like at the top, and the blade goes like this, and it goes down, and then it goes back up.
How does it do this?
Or something like that. And you give it this like solid block of ice, basically, and then it just like shaves it into like the most perfect consistency of like a Wendy's Frosty or like soft serve ice cream.
Yes. Yeah.
So it changed.
Who you are.
It changed who I am in every way.
What do you make?
Okay,
what
you like, changed everything what do you make about
with it? She said today that she makes two ice creams a day. One is a snack and one for after dinner.
Sometimes I have two, sometimes I have one, depending on the day. And here's why it's great. Because normally you buy your ice cream and you have like that flavor. But this, you make whatever flavor you want, whatever day. So I have, if I want to have four different flavors in the week, I didn't have to go buy four different.
What flavor do you
I'm going to like. I'll tell you.
So you're really getting like your usage money out of that.
Oh, gosh. I was telling Nick, I'm like, Nick, did you not get your money's worth of this? He's like, yes.
When I heard he was getting that for your birthday, I was like, she's going to flip. Life is going to be changed.
I can't even tell you. I just can't.
Because you were so like, you wanted it so bad.
I've had it for breakfast. Okay, so here's what I've made so far. And I like to stay on a flavor for a bit, so I know there's going to be
What breakfast one did
I'm
going
to tell.
Okay.
There's going to be so much more to come. So breakfast, I just did vanilla. Just like a vanilla yogurt. It's like having yogurt for breakfast.
Okay.
Not bad.
But it's frozen.
Did you put anything in it?
But it's not like having yogurt because it's literally like going and getting frozen yogurt, the most incredible. Oh. It's all about the texture. The texture, it just, I can't even describe it. Like if you put yogurt in the freezer and you ate it, you know, it's kind of icy.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not right.
Nope. Not that.
Oh, I love that.
Not that. It's perfect consistency. Mm. So I've had vanilla, and I haven't tried that many flavors yet because I stay on one for a while. I had vanilla, chocolate, like chocolate frosty, then I would say like dark chocolate when I put too much cocoa in by accident, but then it turned out good. I haven't had peanut butter chocolate. I made it for Nick. It was amazing, but I'm not like obsessed with peanut
chocolate.
I made a really good one. Mango was incredible. I last night made mint chocolate chip.
That
was so good. It was so good. And then the weirdest one of all, almond. Almond extract.
Wait, that was like a cookie?
It was great. Mm-hmm. And Tristan and Barrett both loved almond.
Ooh.
That with the chocolate, and here's what you do. You melt chocolate chips. You don't throw chocolate chips in. They're too big.
Yeah.
To get that, you need to have that perfect texture. Mm. You melt chocolate in, and then you pour it in melted. Then you run it.
Whoa.
And then it gives you these
like ribbons?
Flecks. I wish it would do ribbons, but it does like these flecks.
Yeah, except like chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling.
Can you do like a chocolate peanut butter banana? Like those smoothies?
Absolutely.
Amy, you can do anything. That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Anything you want.
For my birthday, can you make me ice cream?
I don't get how this works. Yeah. I don't get how it works, but okay.
Easily. And then I can buy like the pints and then you like put it in.
Yes.
Like a lot of people do that. Guys, it is a cult, the Ninja Creamy cult that I am happily and proudly a part of. People buy separate freezers. Like a little freezer, and they have all their pints, and they make them, they put them in there, and they're ready to go.
Of course.
And I was telling, I'm like, Nick, and he was like,
another freezer.
But he is always like, we need another freezer. I don't know why.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah.
I feel like it's every man's dream to have another freezer.
I could put creamies in there, and he's just like, what?
Does he want to put like a bunch of like meat or something?
Yeah, I was going to say like Alex with his cow freezer.
Yeah.
Basically, yes. But anyway, yeah, it's changed my life. I could talk about it forever because I can have whatever kind of like flavor I'm craving, like ready to go. I don't have to go to the store.
And you can make them like super high protein and stuff to make it even more like.
It's so satiating. They're so, they're just satiating. They're just like so satisfying. I'm making, coming up, I'm going to do pistachio. I love pistachios.
I love pistachios. Could
you imagine a smoothie in there?
Yeah. You can do anything.
Are you going to like crumble some pistachios
I
on
need
that?
To research this. I don't know if I want that.
Oh, it's like spumoni or something, right?
I'm doing, you use Jell-O. Not Jell-O. Oh. You use pudding. I was in Jell-O.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's actually
pistachio
you use,
pudding.
Pudding mix.
Oh.
And that flavors a lot of them. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to try the pistachio one. So anyway, that on my list coming up is pistachio and pumpkin spice at some point soon. I'm going to dabble in that. But I'm just really happy with chocolate
Christina,
and vanilla
I
right now.
I need you to get on your Zoom at 10. And I need you to be
Zoom.
Storing these. How is the world gonna know?
That's true.
The Instagram users need to know.
That's true. I haven't posted about
Yeah, we gotta see
like
it.
Like your daily Ninja Creamy, like I would live for that.
Yeah,
same. That's like daily. A good
I know. I want to know the process.
It's daily.
I would live for
And
that.
I want to see what the texture
I'm gonna
looks
do
like.
Peaches and also peaches and strawberry.
Peaches.
For some reason, I haven't wanted those, which doesn't make any sense.
Was
so,
it because of your kidney thing?
No.
I thought you said you were having a fruit aversion after your kidney surgery.
I forgot about that. Just in general, I also just don't care.
Oh.
So anyway, that's upcoming is, what did I say? Strawberry cheesecake. I'm going to do that.
Yes.
I'm not a cheesecake girly.
It's weird. Lauren and I, with food, we have like the same taste pretty much. I can be like, order, whatever. But then with desserts, we have opposite tastes.
Yeah.
But yet, anything Lauren loves can be made in this. It can be made incredibly.
Mm.
So anyway, I have pistachio, pumpkin, peach, and strawberry coming up. On my
list. Peach and strawberry, Alex.
Wait, pistachio.
I want you to be like cookie dough.
No, not together.
Or like salted caramel.
Salted caramel.
With like brownies.
You can make that.
Salted caramel cookie dough sounds good.
I was thinking separately, but I like that together
too.
Yeah,
I just like to go all out.
And then there's mixers. Then you go into the mix.
Wait, you should do.
Are you daring that?
You should make half baked.
I'm not saying
it. But your own version of half baked.
Yes.
Remember that?
We should guess.
How good it is. We love half baked.
But I need to. That takes more of a. That's too many. It's more steps trying to get all the mix-ins. So I haven't done that many mix-ins yet.
Mm.
But on a, you know, a day where I want to make a brownie, throw that in.
Mm.
Make a chocolate chip cookie, throw that in.
Maybe you should do your next sister spotlight on the Ninja Creamy.
I feel like I just did it.
Yeah, she just did.
I just said it. Okay, anyway, that was my high, is the Ninja Creamy.
Yeah.
And it's a problem because I keep even saying like, oh, I'm going to go make a Ninja Creamy. I'm going to eat a Ninja Creamy. But that's the machine.
Mm.
I keep calling when I'm making, which is just ice cream or whatever. Thanks, William. I keep calling it a Ninja Creamy. So I'm like, Nick, you want me to make you a Ninja Creamy?
The cult of creamy. I will write a news article. The cult of creamy.
Okay. So
anyway,
that's my high, but I could talk about it for a while.
I honestly could too. Okay.
I tell it to Nick every time. I'm like, this changed my life, Nick. Because he got it for my birthday. Okay,
I'm going to write an article about it called The Cult of Creamy, and I'm going to interview people all across the nation and be like, this woman, an addiction is forming. She bought a deep freezer for her ninja creamy habit.
If ice cream is like your favorite food of all time, which I think I've discovered that it's my favorite food of all time, then that's for you.
Really?
Yeah,
I never would have guessed that about it.
Yeah, I think that's my number one. What's your number one comfort food?
Candy.
Ice cream.
Mac and cheese.
Oh. So if you had a candy maker, you'd be in trouble.
I don't need a candy maker.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not as convenient.
Mine's cookies and ice cream.
Unless it's something really
easy. That is my all-time favorite dessert.
Then, yeah.
Warm cookies and ice cream.
Yeah, so anyway, I can do it. Time. Okay, so moving on. let's go to our main topic. We ready for it? Oh, wait, I have to say Patreon. Guys, if you want to see all of our full episodes, like the one last week, oh my gosh, the one last week we did, the mental health one, guys, it was so deep, emotional, like good, helpful, motivational. It was like a really good episode.
I felt empowered after
it. It was really good. And the full episode only is on Patreon. It's not, we don't upload every full episode on YouTube. So if you want all the full episodes, you just got to join our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. It is really great. There's a positive community. There's a bunch of like past content we've done that's really good. Like Lisa in her prime weird days. Oh, wacky strange Wednesdays. Guys, great stuff. Every Monday, we do a Q&A.
We get our Zoom at 10.
we do a Q&A for you guys every Monday. So there's a lot of fun stuff there. It's positive community. And it's a great way if you want to support the podcast. That is a great way to do it. And we appreciate you so much, patrons. You are the best. All right, let's get into it. Let's get into the video.
Let's
beige flags. So okay. If anyone doesn't know what a beige flag is, we did an episode on beige flags. You should definitely watch
and
that.
And red and green.
Yeah. So beige flags are...
harmless quirks?
Yeah.
Just it's something that would give someone pause for a few seconds when they heard it, but it wouldn't necessarily make them think negatively about you.
I would say it's things that make you go, hmm.
Kind of yeah. Like, why did you do that?
Mm. It's not a red flag, and it's not like, oh my gosh, green flag. It's just a beige flag. It's just it's a really cool
term.
It's a
question mark.
It is.
So we're going to start with beige flags.
Okay.
So Ariel, I guess we should give a little preface. So Ariel
I would love to
knows
preface.
Us.
Yeah, you might be wondering my qualifications.
She
let me tell you.
Has been around us for hours upon hours upon hours.
I spend more days a year with them than anyone in my family combined.
You've lived
I've
with
lived
all of us.
With not you. Yeah.
Was I there?
No, you had just gotten
married.
She's basically
I've lived with these three. I've shared hotel rooms with everybody, though.
Mm.
I've known him for over a decade, and for the past almost 5 years, I see him every day. So
yeah. She just,
I would say I'm qualified.
She sees us in like every, almost pretty much every situation.
Yeah.
So she has been around the Cimarelli block. I got to tell you.
For sure.
So we're going to hear these. From our only coworker.
Wow.
These beige, I guess our mom's kind of our coworker in a way.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start with beige flags.
Well, Kim just made a sad face.
Oh. Yeah, William's our coworker
okay,
too.
Okay, okay, okay. There's other people we work with, but she's the one who's
she's
literally in all of our meetings
every
all day.
Day.
You know what I mean, right?
Day in and day out.
You know what
I'm
he's it's a different category.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would call. Okay, whatever. Moving on. It's a different category.
Okay.
Anyway,
the quickest disclaimer of all time. This originally started as one joint list of beige and red. So today I went with my gut and I split them up into two. So you're just going to have to feel the vibe. Some of them are straightforward and some need explanation. So, and all everyone's right. Beige and red lists are different lengths.
Okay.
Because I went by vibes.
Okay.
Interesting. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Follow your heart. That's all
I
we got to do.
Okay. Christina's first beige flag. She loses her water bottle almost every single day.
Gosh.
How do you
God.
Lose a water bottle if you carry it with you everywhere you
I don't
go?
No.
You really do carry it.
She last week called me and was like, I think I left my water bottle at the studio. Can you check? And it was in her trunk.
I think it's Barrett.
No.
Except for that one. Because he literally just takes it and runs off with it and like carries it around.
Okay.
But yeah, that's true.
I didn't know that.
Wow. I'm not like a losing things person, but my
and
water
bottle.
And
that's why it's a beige flag. Because look, it's right there right now. But I bet when you walk out of this room, you're going to be like, where's my water bottle? Right there.
So true. So true.
I'm just saying.
Eyes on keep track.
I don't know. Okay. Catherine's queen of breakfast. Not a green flag. Beige flag. Here's why.
Oh.
Catherine cannot just do toast. For breakfast. That is not real.
That's
it's
so
not
true.
Happening. If
that's
Catherine's
so
eating breakfast, it's coffee, orange juice,
yes,
eggs, toast, bacon, a side of fruit. And there is no one item breakfast for Catherine. I've never saw her eat cereal. I never saw her eat plain oatmeal.
Girl, that is so, let me tell you what I've been having this week. Homemade breakfast sandwich with English muffins with butter. Sharp, extra sharp cheddar cheese, fried egg, turkey bacon, avocado,
ooh,
orange juice, and coffee.
Yes.
I
rest my case.
This week. It has to be an event. I can't just do oatmeal anymore. It's just too boring.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean, so true. Some people might find that annoying.
Wait,
it's
that's
like,
why
you never know.
See, I just skip breakfast. It's too much.
Yeah,
just,
a lot of people do.
That's why for oatmeal, I don't eat oatmeal for breakfast, but for tricking Barrett into eating oatmeal,
yeah.
I made this thing called a bowl cookie where you make oatmeal, you put peanut butter in, you don't put as much liquid as usual, so it's not as liquidy, and then you cook it, and then in the end, you sprinkle in chocolate chips so it looks like a chocolate chip cookie and melt those.
That's smart.
And then he has a bowl cookie almost every day. He never asked for oatmeal, ever, because he stopped eating it, but then when I started making bowl cookies,
I'm stealing that for the twins, LOL.
It's one of my best hacks.
That's a good idea.
Anyway,
love
next.
That.
All right. Lauren. Okay, sorry, I scrolled the wrong way on my list. If you're watching a show with Lauren and you miss something, she absolutely will not explain it to you.
Yes, I will.
You are Nick.
Not. Oh, you
wait,
will
yes,
not.
I will.
You'll sit there and be like, you should have been listening.
That
you
said that first. That's exactly what Nick
here's
does
the thing.
To me.
Here's why it's beige, though. Here's why it's beige, though.
How
I
dare
don't
you.
Miss shows. I don't miss shows. So I think it's hysterical when you do it to other people.
You mean,
but
is
if
this
I was
Amy?
On the receiving
no, I never miss anything.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay,
I'm just
but
asking.
I explain after Lord. I roast them.
Yeah, Abby roasted
that
it.
That is a red flag.
But you're right. Sometimes I don't because I'm like,
you should have been listening.
Okay, but so she'll
like,
ask
you
me.
Not me, by the way. I'm not
she. Not you, yeah.
Not
my
me
other
either.
We'll be like, so who is this? I'm like, it's the main character.
I'm like, we've been watching it once again for 25 minutes.
I can't explain this to you.
Lord,
like, let me just rewind and go back to the
listen,
beginning.
Listen, Lauren's fair. She gives a premise. She's like,
she
we're not talking through this.
Yeah, and she's like,
no
and if you
side,
miss something,
you,
not explaining
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no side okay. conversations.
You and Nick, sometimes you have so many similarities. It is crazy in certain things. And that is one of them.
Because I'm like, I don't know why it's so hard to know what's happening.
Because I was thinking of something else
this,
for one
Laura.
Second.
It's because of
no,
this.
No, she's not even
I
on
was,
her phone.
I was literally thinking
I literally
of something.
Go on my oh. phone while watching TV. I still know what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we always have subtitles on in our house. Because
read them.
Most yeah. often, it's too
no,
loud.
Sometimes it's hard to keep up with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes Max wants me to watch a show that I'm trying to humor him, but I think it's a little boring. So I just go on my phone, you know, check the outgoing, and then he's like, I'm like,
who?
Wait, who's this guy again? He's like, you're not watching.
You're like, well, yeah,
it's
no, duh.
Boring.
Oh my gosh.
But it's funny to watch, but I would hate to be on the receiving end.
Yeah, I've never done that to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this is a 2-for-1 for
oh,
Amy.
Oh, I love that.
She can and she will finish a book front to back in an entire morning.
Yes.
Or an entire, like, afternoon.
Yes.
Slash, every summer, she rereads all of these books that she can read in one morning over and over and over.
And that's partially why I can read them in, like, 2 hours is because I've read them before.
See, this is beige to me because how can you do that?
Skip that part.
Are
you,
I read them.
No, I'm serious. Are you
really
even
fast.
Reading? Or do
yes.
you just know what's happening
no,
so you can flip the
I
pages?
Did. Okay, you know those, like, on TikTok, beige. There's, like, speed reader things, like a teleprompter
wait,
going really fast. Speed reading, I get it every time. I'm
but also, if you love the
it.
Book, why would you read
wow.
it that quickly?
Because I get, like, hello, let's get to the next part. That's
no,
just how I am.
Don't you want to savor the moment? That's what I'm saying, but it's
well,
fine.
Well, yeah, and that's why when I'm first reading it, I'll go slower. But I'm like, I just got to get to the part where they do this or when this happens, you know?
Speed reading TikToks. All I know about I TikTok is that I was scrolling and I was like, why is my For You page all murders and TV shows?
Me.
And then it's because I was on the Cinderella TikTok, which is Amy.
It's all TV show clips. I love
oh
it.
And murders.
I hate those
I should
TV
have added that.
There is some
list.
Murders.
So
yeah.
boring. I'm like, I don't know what's going on in this clip.
Oh, I love them. I watch them every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I only want to know if it. I've seen the
and,
show.
Yeah.
They get me.
And even then, it's probably spoiler.
They get me.
I love that.
And then I'm like, I got to watch it. I need to stop. Okay, next.
Get me.
All right, Christina's next beige flag. Brings up women's health or bodies every day.
Every
single
day.
That's
fact.
A green
flag.
No, it is not.
Do that so,
no, no. Sometimes
for women.
I just don't want to hear it.
We can't escape
it.
It's the reality. We can't escape our own bodies.
Oh, you're right.
So true.
You're right.
So we might as well embrace them.
Okay.
You're right.
Sure.
Christina, too, Tristan.
Well, that's why
it's
a green flag.
That'll be Christina's. That's the ending of Christina's puberty talk.
We can't escape.
So we must embrace.
She's like, maybe I will say that.
Please,
can't
no.
escape.
We must embrace it.
I mean, that might be kind of comforting. We must embrace it.
Yeah.
I would like to drop
yeah.
the class.
I think that'd be okay fine. If my mom said that to me. Gotta embrace it. I'm like, okay.
I'm just
going to
make a big plate of cookies and be like, all right, guys, I made cookies. Come on in, sit down.
They're going to lose their appetite immediately.
At least your children won't have to learn in school with the rest of your class.
Oh,
oh that's awesome.
That sounds mortifying. It's like, I want some privacy. I don't
yeah,
want
no.
my peers to be looking at me.
Yeah, we don't
yeah,
need that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
All right. Catherine, more cooking, more kitchen.
Okay.
When Catherine cooks, she conquers the entire kitchen. No cabinet,
yes.
countertops, table,
it's true.
Drawer.
It's
nothing
so
is
bad.
Safe.
It's true. I am so, like, I am a slob in the kitchen. I will clean it up, and I'm getting better at doing it right after. But
I love
tornado.
It.
I am very messy. It definitely
normal.
Bothers. Some people like to clean up as they go. I'm kind of learning to do that.
I am in the middle.
But I am very messy cooking.
I kind of do that, but not... quite to your extent, but once again, it's like Nick's like, you left the cabinet open. I'm like, what if I'm getting something else
Listen,
out of the
Nick
cabinet?
Nick better be so grateful he doesn't live with me.
Live with her.
He will.
I leave every. I leave your cabinets open many days.
Yeah.
So he probably.
Okay. I just my pet peeve in the kitchen is just don't say to me, Max, where's my cup? What am I, the cup manager? Do I know where your cup is at all? It's insinuating that I moved. I did not. 9 out of 10 times, I did not move your cup. It's just you don't remember where you
moved. 12 out of 10 times, I moved it.
It was her.
Amy. Oh my gosh, he would hate that. Oh.
I didn't touch it for both of your men.
They would hate from me.
This is probably why I don't drink water, because you pour it out.
She's the culprit.
Amy's sitting there.
No. Listen. It's OCD. That's all I gotta say.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Blame it on my mental issues.
Yeah. Yikes. Okay. Beige flag for Lauren. Loves sugar, specifically candy, almost as much as she loves cheese.
How is that beige?
How is it?
Another. Her. Is the cheese what's confusing?
You can decide.
What do you think? It's green or red? She's saying it's beige.
Or is it not a flag at all?
It's just a note.
It's green.
It's just a fact. It's
I guess, yeah, it's beige. That's true.
Like, I would say most of your diet is cheese or sour candy.
Yes.
beige
flag. That is true.
That's
that is a bit beige.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not red. It's beige.
Sugar and cheese.
Yes.
Yeah. Love it.
I love
cheesecake?
That.
No.
She hates cheese.
Cheese doesn't belong in cake.
She doesn't
that's
like
why.
Cream
where it takes
cheese.
A turn.
I like
yeah,
cheesecake.
Heavy cream, see, unless it's in her coffee.
Isn't that weird? I loved cheesecake when I was a kid. Then at a certain point, I'm like, nope, no more. But now I'm like, I want to make strawberry cheesecake creamy.
Well, that's Whoa. Different.
Because cream cheese is great.
But I don't even like cream cheese, so it doesn't make sense.
Never mind.
I was about
it.
To go on a food
I
tangent.
I don't know
People
why.
People change.
Anyway, just something I've been pondering.
Change every 7 years.
Evolve. Been pondering that lately.
Every 7 years.
Maybe the pregnancies. Did it
made me?
Yeah. I feel like people crave things in pregnancy and then after pregnancy that they didn't
That's
eat
true.
Before.
After pregnancy, I said,
she eats mayo now. In toasted sandwiches.
Not really.
In toasted
Honestly,
sandwiches.
It is like the hair. It's stopped. Like a hair. I never buy it on purpose, but if it's there, I don't mind it as much.
Mm-hmm.
I have more of a neutral relationship.
Amy?
Can't be a glob, though. I will freak
ew,
out.
Ew,
beige
ew.
Amy?
Beige
what?
Amy.
Oh, never mind.
Her
mind.
Shirt. No, I'm kidding.
I was just thinking that, too.
This is a green flag. Thank you very much.
I agree.
The shirt.
Orange by Lauren Cimarelli.
The color of your shirt merch,
so it's green
is
flag.
Beige. Okay.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yes.
I think I need to preface, we share a bathroom.
We do.
She turns our bathroom into a club.
Yes!
What?
Yeah! You put in color-changing light bulbs and I use them.
Well, because our light bulbs all died.
What?
So I put in these color-changing light bulbs and I keep them on white.
Yeah.
Like 50% dimness, like you can see everything, but you're not ruining your eyes. If you are not careful, when she takes her long showers of the week, she will change them to purple and blue.
Yes.
And when we go to sleep and then wake up, we'll still have
yeah,
not
still
changed it back to white. So I'll go to the bathroom at like 9 a.m. and it'll be blue and purple. I'll be like, oh, it's a club again.
Yeah.
That's so
fun.
And it's
I love
even
mood.
Better compounded when she's also blasting music and having a concert with the color changing lights. Then it's really a club.
It is a club, yeah.
So. Wow.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
She does rave in the shower.
You can't tell me it wouldn't make your showers 20 times more fun.
It does.
I'm not trying to have that kind of shower.
Well, even if you're
She's
sorry,
not even in
I want
the shower,
zen.
I don't think.
Yeah.
It's
not
zen to
fun.
Me. Because it's like lower.
That's zen?
Because
it's
lower. It's
less bright.
It's
mood
lower
lighting.
Bright, like dark blue.
Okay.
Like orange.
It's not like... pulsing.
That's
it's
what just, I was picturing.
And it's not bright. It's not bright and it's not pulsing.
Okay.
Those flashing lights up in the
No.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, this is a 2-for-1 for Christina because they're similar enough. When Christina comes to work in sandals and knows we are going to film, she frequently forgets her shoes.
Yes.
In that same day, she will show up to work in one outfit only to change into jean shorts because she does not like being in jean shorts.
Or jeans.
Or any pant that has any sort of like stiffness to them.
She can't drive over
but she,
in jeans.
So she'll roll up in like running shorts and flip-flops and end up filming in jean shorts and flip-flops. Which like
I
sensory...
Get it.
Or well, sandals, not flip flops.
I get it, girl.
What can I say?
I do not.
My dad does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I
know. Our dad hates.
I
jeans.
Think I would like drop dead if I ever saw him in a real pant.
I know.
Yeah, he always wears.
I
like,
would be like, what?
Dress sweats.
His dress sweats and his regular sweats.
Love it.
Wild.
Sorry, I had to pick.
Errol, just so you know, I'm not remotely looking at your phone.
No, that's fine.
Because you're kind of like...
Just so you know.
I'm not, I have not even glanced, just so you know.
It's okay.
I'm not remotely looking. I'm just like... I just wanted to assure you I'm not looking.
I wanted to give you
some welcome.
My privacy.
You're welcome. I do respect your privacy.
Oh, it's the tape. Okay. Lauren's next beige flag. She almost never does her laundry.
Oh, yeah.
She does her laundry when she has to, but she will go through every shirt, pant, sock in her closet... And then do her laundry, and she will take 2 days to do her laundry, and then she will leave her stuff in the washer and have to rewash her laundry.
Yes.
Oh, and then leaves it near the laundry room for like 4 days at a time.
Guys, oh, it's so hard because I have to go upstairs to get to the laundry. Yes.
It is hard.
You don't have to do that. So
I did it at the last house.
It's hard.
I did too, and it was a little hard, but I still did it every Friday.
We should get you a bigger laundry basket. Ooh. Or would that make the problem worse?
No. Or it's just that I have to... Okay, this is what it is. I have to carry this heavy burden up the mountain. God. It's like, I have to be like, do I really want to do that right now? Mm.
Listen.
That's you need like smaller loads or
you
something.
Need a laundry chute.
The no. other... Oh, yes. If you had a laundry chute, you might well, actually
it
do
it.
It
needs to go up.
Yeah, it needs to like suck it up.
But if you had a laundry chute,
and then
chute,
like suck me up too, because I don't want to.
Okay, you stayed in an elevator. There you go.
It's just it's too hard. Yeah. Like,
I get what you're saying.
I get that.
And then it's like I have to put it in, and then when I switch the loads, it's like oh I have to take out everything that's not supposed to go in the. It's just like
yeah. Wait, when we had the laundry,
and then every time I do, I have to do 10 loads. So it's just like it's really hard, guys.
Wait, yeah. When we had the laundry on the same floor as where you lived,
that was easier.
And did mm-hmm. you do your laundry more then?
Mm. I don't know.
That's a maybe. Great question.
I feel like you
can't remember.
She wasn't there.
I had to. That's my base. No red flag is I had to dive in.
Wait,
the
that was all cats too.
To get
oh no,
my socks.
I have so many.
Did you switch her or switch?
I did
skip
cats.
Hers?
Wait,
she did her.
Oh no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Because you did Christina the clothes.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know.
Okay. Catherine, sorry, I skipped Kath. Will nap during in-person meetings.
Yes!
I have done this so many times.
I understand it. It happens a lot.
I mean, I will say it is a lot of times related to pregnancy.
Yeah, no, which is fair.
Yeah.
I've never been through that.
Bye, guys. Gotta take a nap.
No, a lot of times
no,
on the Zoom.
No, don't talk about Zoom. I have one for Zoom for you, too.
But related to that?
Kinda.
Oh, I was gonna say I literally will fall asleep during our Zooms.
Yeah,
because you guys, we talk about something that you don't need my opinion on for like a long time, and I'll just be like,
"Cat." Oh,
really, but what's so amazing you is that you do it in person.
That we don't need your opinion.
That is so
I never
true.
Said that.
True.
Well,
that's true.
I'm saying you guys are talking about something. I'm like, oh, they got this.
I've almost fell asleep on Zoom.
Amy goes missing on Zoom.
I wish I could.
Yeah, I wish so I had that luxury.
I'm still there doing it, okay?
Right, I can still hear you in my subconscious. I'm just like,
yeah.
It's usually like a 10-minute nap. It's
okay,
long.
Amy's?
Okay.
Beige flag for Amy.
Let's hear it.
You can hear her music before you see her.
Oh, yeah.
100% of the time. Her car pulling in to park.
It's wild.
You hear her car down the block. Amy walking up the stairs.
I wonder if her neighbors
hear
hate
her
me.
Music. No.
Who could know?
When
I haven't pulled them.
If you don't...
Maybe.
If you do that at nighttime, they will, which hopefully you don't.
I hate when people drive through a neighborhood, like, blasting music.
And her windows will be
I am
annoyed. You don't
so
live
maybe.
In my neighborhood.
I'm saying they might, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's like once I pull into the neighborhood, I turn it down
a little bit.
Because I'm like,
I don't have
people.
That sort of social...
Yeah. Mm. But I feel like a lot of people
what?
Don't care.
I don't think it's annoying. Awareness. I think it depends on what music they're
like,
blasting.
But it's like,
I
I'm not trying
crowd
to like,
pleasers.
Like when I'm getting in close to my house, I don't want my neighbors being like.
Sometimes I just don't want the stimulation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I just want to chill. I'm going home. Like I'm trying to just chillax.
Well,
but
that is
just depends.
Not Amy.
I love
if
it.
She beats me to work, I can find where she is in the house because I can hear her
oh,
music.
Yeah, I'll be yelling something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is true.
It's true.
Enter the room, mouth first.
But I'm not anyone to talk. So I play
Except
music
you
very
didn't
loud
the other day, and you scared
oh, yeah,
me.
Yeah, because your music was so loud.
But I had the doors shut. It was fine.
Okay. No, I know. But I entered the room. You couldn't hear me. That's why.
I caught it. Christina uses a lot of fake words.
Yeah. Wait, what? Like what?
Like irregardless.
You're so ratchet.
I feel like no one said
Titch.
This before. When you said fake, I was like, wait, use this like fake what?
Oh.
Is it
wrong pronunciation?
Is titch a word?
No.
I think irregardless. So. Is that a word?
It's not
no.
a word.
No. No. Not words.
But she does it ironically.
She does it on purpose. She does it with drama and flair, I will say.
She does it on purpose. Time.
She goes, irregardless.
Or the way,
I love your irregardless.
Yeah. It's a lot I started saying it. People are like,
or just like phrases like such as. Oh. Like do things that are like such as.
Wait, made a TikTok. And such saying which, that whole speech.
And so forth.
Wait, that whole and speech also didn't you invent.
A giant unicorn hat and like thing.
Wait, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that. It was one of her drafts.
It was on TikTok.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I saw that.
I need to see that.
Okay, I feel like
didn't
that's
you make up
episode,
whammon?
Right?
Didn't you make that up?
No.
What?
I don't know who's
or, oh, you say, oh, and whammon? She says hormones.
Hormones, whammon.
Lots there's of plenty. Things.
Chicken bole. But
I just like to.
Oh, that was Barrett. But
pronounce things in a unique way.
Yeah.
Just keep everyone
it's like
on
a
their
joke with yourself.
Yeah.
I don't do know the why. Same thing.
Inside
it's
jokes with
fun.
Me.
It's just fun. Yeah.
I
it just
do
keeps
that.
Things
keeps
entertaining.
The trains rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow, that is a good one. No one's ever said that.
I didn't
and they
know
definitely
that.
Know that, obviously.
Girl, the brands are made.
I mean, that's I'm a around good one. You guys a lot. Okay. Catherine, this is public information, but I'm going to say this anyway. Research is everything in extreme detail, like down true. To the like nitty gritty. She will do it for hours until she feels like she knows everything humanly possible mm-hmm. about a situation. It is beige because she will do this at the sacrifice of sleep,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Commitment,
mental health,
mental health, anything. It
I
just,
love it.
It has to go all the way through.
Yeah,
she has to get to the bottom.
Yeah, the other night I said to my husband, I was like, I am really disturbed by this news story that we've all been talking about a bunch. It keeps haunting me. And he's like, well, you did spend like over an hour researching stuff on it last night. And I was like, it's not my fault.
And?
Okay. I just wanted to know. He's just calling me out. It's like, maybe you wouldn't be disturbed. Like, I'm just disturbed. I can't stop though because I need a resolution. There's no resolution.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. I gotta get to the ending, but there is no ending.
That's
so.
Hard.
My beige flag for Lauren is I think she's going deaf but doesn't know it.
Oh.
Because if you watch
oh,
this girl
this.
Yes, edit her audio,
so loud.
You could be banging on her bedroom door and she will not hear you.
Or she's not
to
hear
you. You have to be going deaf.
No, Lauren, you gave me the headphones once mm-hmm. and I was shocked at how loud they were.
It hurts.
When you were listening to them.
It hurt.
I was shocked.
How do you
shocked.
Know that I didn't change the volume? In
we should do like
make
oh,
it
we should do a hearing test. Do you think they have hearing tests online?
Yes.
100%. Okay. Here's the thing.
You do
there's
one.
A different volume that I listen for enjoyment purposes versus when I'm listening to the song, and I go loud and soft and all the different volumes to hear different things.
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you might be going deaf.
I'm not deaf.
I didn't say you were deaf.
I can hear you right now.
Okay.
Mm. Cool.
Amy?
The moment
so
she's been waiting
many.
For.
Wow, thank you.
I actually
said
no,
beige.
Your beige is
I'm
the
very
longest.
Quirky.
Yeah, you have
give us a couple, just spit them out.
A lot of obvious.
Okay, really quick, beige for Amy. She is more systemed than anyone else I know. She has hair wash days, shower days, gas days, cooking days, grocery days.
I literally do.
How do you adjust?
No
flexibility. She can shower in under a minute.
Yes, under
wait,
a minute.
Wait,
sorry,
like, what?
45 minutes. Under 2 minutes for sure.
It's absolutely absurd. She will.
I thought I was fast.
Wait, no. Let me give you a very real example
you
because this happened
off.
To me yesterday.
Isn't that not normal?
Wait, not yesterday. 2 days ago?
I did a.
It wasn't
rinse off yesterday.
Okay, so it was yesterday.
No, yesterday I did a full shower. It was my actual full
ago.
Shower day.
Okay, there you go. 2 days ago. I was sitting in my bed editing a TikTok or something, and I went, oh, crap, I really have to go to the bathroom. I hear the shower water turn on, and I was like, And then 30 seconds later, she was out, and I was standing up and going to the bathroom. Like, it's literally that fast.
I have a life
fast.
To live.
Whoa. That is wild.
I have a life to live.
Spills water on herself daily.
Yeah.
Has to cut 6 inches off all her pants.
Yes. Not, well, yeah, some of them.
And then I'm
maybe
gonna,
like four for a lot of them.
Yeah. The average is probably four, but some of them it's six. Today she's wearing pants with an inseam as long as my inseam, and we
they're
are an entire foot apart.
Sure. I need to wear like some lift with them.
For sure.
And they're hiked up real high on some rib cage.
And last, because this will come back around, which is why I'm making sure I include it. She remembers everything. Absolutely everything.
Could be good.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
When we lose something, it's very helpful.
Okay, rapid fire, Christina Beige. She forgets to invite me places that she thinks she invited me and remembers 2 days before.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
She wears hats to work, which is annoying.
You said beige.
Yeah. It's beige. It's annoying, but also they look good, so it's not bad.
Wearing a hat is beige.
Just because she's annoying.
Because she has... She's talking about lighting. Light
your, isn't that like a yellow face. Flag for you?
Yeah.
Maybe. And you say 1, 2, 3 before everything.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how true. Are they going to know when you're going to start?
So true.
How will they know?
Catherine spills tea. She's always on the phone. Literal tea on the floor. When you used to walk up the stairs, you would spill your cups of tea.
I still do that. Not as much tea, but I do spill a lot of beverages.
Me too.
Regularly.
I never spill beverages.
Because I'm always like sloshing.
Beverage. So true.
And Lauren naps like she gets paid for it.
I wish I did. I love that.
Wow. Okay. Red flags.
Dun, yes! Dun, dun. This
red flag.
This is my number one Christina red flag. Do you know? You could probably guess what I'm going to say.
No. Say it.
Yes, you could. Sings songs or runs on purpose. Horribly.
Yes! Amen.
Horribly. She can sing. Why are we pretending she can't? The worst one was when she was doing it to Old Town Road when that first came out. That
was a great time to be alive.
No, it was not.
I don't. Okay, most people don't actually know what she's talking about because I don't do this to that many people. I do it to a few select lucky people.
Yes.
I'm blessed.
Which is like Ariel and a couple of my friends. A couple. Nick doesn't really give a reaction. My children. I don't do it around most people though, but Ariel, she gives a great reaction.
Bring back Old Town Road.
Please don't.
Bring it back.
Please
Bring
don't.
It back.
Thanks for the reminder.
I'll be thinking it for that one.
I got some power, guys. You should hear it.
Yeah.
Could you give him a sample?
No.
Yeah, let's hear one.
It's too powerful.
Catherine's number one red flag. I'm so sorry. Is my number one red flag in life, which is why I'm so passionate about it. But I have a reason why. Catherine is always late. Oh, yeah, we had a little tiff about this one. I was like, you're criticizing me. We did. And we moved on. But I realized I am the one with the problem, even though it's still a red flag. Wow. I am of the opinion that if you are more than 30 seconds late, you are late. I don't care if it's 2 minutes, you're late.
Oh. Yeah. Technically, if you're black and white about it, you are.
You know, exactly. In my soul, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, but I understand.
In my soul.
I understand that not everyone feels that way and that not everyone lives like that, but that is how I live. So that's why I'm like, she's late. But
I'm like, if it's less than 5 minutes, twins. I'm like, it's not bad.
Okay.
But let's just be real. It was bad before I had twins.
Yeah.
So that's not really an excuse.
But
I do agree with her. It is a flaw. It is a flaw that I do possess.
But I will say,
in my mind, I think less than 5 minutes is not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, okay, you're supposed to be there at 12:30.
It's bad, but you
and
are
it's 12:33, I'm like, or 12:34 or 5. I'm like, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
I feel bad if it's over 5 minutes. I'm like, generally this is not a good look. I think I was 7 minutes late today. Ooh, that was not a good look. I feel bad. Uh-oh. Anyway.
Yeah. Yikes. It's okay. I was 2 minutes late.
But I'm not, to be fair, I'm not one of those people that's like an hour late or
that
a half
true.
Hour
that's
late.
True.
I would not do
that. Well, that's not right.
If it's going to be like more than 10 minutes, I will be like, hey guys, something
I'm
happened.
I'm so sorry. Accident.
I left my shoes at home the other day.
She didn't do that last
and I had
week.
To go back. I will alert you.
All right. Lauren's red flag. She does not drink water.
That is red.
That's
yeah,
a red.
It's
flag.
Red. She goes through phases of being better and worse, but overall, she does not drink water.
I don't like water. It's not
and,
good.
Oh, and her argument is that if she drinks lemonade, it counts because water is in there.
No. No, that does count.
No, but you need
that. That hydrates you.
Water.
Does
but it's
it
also
really?
Filling
it's like a bunch
sugar.
Of sugar.
Yeah, but you're still getting hydrated.
No one's talking about sugar. We're talking about
guys,
hydration.
I hate to break it to you, but literal dietitians will say a cup of coffee is considered that counts.
That makes sense, though,
I told
even though people say it dehydrates you, but they count it. I'm just telling you the facts.
I am not a dietitian. I am not a doctor. I'm just saying, in my humble opinion, water is important.
I agree.
Lauren, you don't want like a nice water
humble,
bottle?
But...
Okay, well, in my
very
like,
my
not
value is
humble
water.
Opinion, she should drink water.
I agree.
Honestly, and I do feel doesn't. Like some people, it is a moral thing. Don't you feel like that?
Oh, I don't think
some
it's
people,
moral.
I feel like they're like, I'm a, like I feel like a good person if I drink water. Do you feel like that, some people? Because some people are like, my goal is to drink more water, and they feel really good about themselves, and they do.
Oh, see,
and they
feel bad when they don't. I feel physically good or bad if I drink water or don't.
Yeah,
not, like,
no,
mentally or...
I resonate with that, but I do think some people feel like it's a moral important. Thing.
I don't know. I feel like I could definitely drink more water, but yeah.
Well, but you drink
general
like
COVID.
One a day.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
What?
Sometimes. Lauren, what if you got one of those little flavor packet things and put it in?
Well, I drink liquid IV when I have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like
I'll
that.
Drink that like every day.
Yeah.
Do you feel if hydrated? I have it.
I don't know. Oh, how am I supposed to know?
I'm sure she does.
Apparently, if you're thirsty, it means you're dehydrated.
Oh.
Then like if you're actually experiencing like real thirst.
When yeah, I do experience real thirst.
Yeah. Mm.
Tough. Amy's number one red flag in my eyes. To other people, this might not be a problem, but to me, this is red.
Panicking okay. right now.
Amy is the most weather anxious person.
Yeah,
I know.
No, because you're insane. That's what? The issue here.
Whoa.
That's the issue.
Whoa.
Road truckers. I don't agree.
Oh,
okay. Wait, that's not even all of it. No.
But it doesn't.
That is not even all of it. If there is a storm, Amy will track it on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, listen, I gotta no. know.
Girl, let me tell you your problem first.
Because I don't think it's a red flag.
That's why I said to some people it's not, but yeah. to
it
me.
It can be annoying, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. She tracks tornadoes. She tracks rain. She won't drive somewhere if it's raining, which is fine.
No,
safety is important.
If it's raining, it's fine.
But if there's a bad storm, you might
if
cancel
a,
your
yeah.
plan. She definitely will tell me I should cancel my plan.
Okay. The plan canceling only goes for
snow.
Snow and okay. extreme ice.
And yes. And to a degree, I understand.
Yeah.
But also, I've driven on
overboard.
Snow and ice since I've had a license. So to me, if I feel like I'm being safe and only going essential places, it's fine.
Yeah.
She does not
issues.
Want me to leave.
Wait, let's back up a little. What did you call her? Trucker lady?
Ice road truckers.
What is ice road
it's
trucker?
It's a show where it's like showing how the dangerous ice road truckers drive. And that's what she thinks she is.
Listen, I'm not like, let me go to the mall. It's snowing. I'm like, I need to go to the grocery store.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to throw up.
Please don't.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
It's just live and I have
issues. I need to use that one.
No, because apparently I'm about to have a snowy winter, so I'm gonna have to learn to drive
yes.
in the snow because I can't be stuck. I
love snow.
So you can be free too.
Oh, that's part of it too. When she gets stuck, it adds to it.
You got stuck?
No. When she is stuck,
when I'm stuck
at
home.
Oh, I was like, Amy would never
because it makes me
stuck.
Depressed.
So then I will just be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it's probably just jealousy then.
Just have her take you in there.
I'm the nice road trucker.
I've offered.
But jealous. I'm like, I don't want to die.
Get her some snow, some tires,
but I
want to
be a nice road trucker. Yeah.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
No
Amy, I'm gonna get you some snow chains.
I have
tires.
Chains too, by the way.
No one knows how to drive around here in the
okay,
snow.
Okay, let's keep going. Okay, let's get yeah, we can tangent on
yeah,
all these for a while.
Faster.
All right, Christina, for how often you have to say it, you mess up our YouTube intro, podcast intro, and the announcement that Lisa's on leave far too often.
I would say for how often I say it, it's impressive how many times I get it right.
You oh, could see it that
you know
way.
What? That's a positive.
You know, positive spin.
I think it's pretty impressive.
Positive spin.
No, it is impressive, but impressive. Also,
you guys gotta try it sometime.
I could.
It's pretty impressive,
guys. This goes back to our last
I
episode
do
of keeping the hope alive.
Yeah,
so what? True.
Keep it alive.
The way you look
no,
at it,
I impress myself every time. I'm like, wow,
good job.
I'm serious.
It's a lot
no,
of information
yeah.
to remember.
It's a skill. Try it. Go.
Which one?
Which intro?
We're all sisters.
Okay,
and we're all quickly. Sisters, and we love making music together. We upload every Saturday at Similarly Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
We're stumbling a
we're
bit.
Missing our sister Lisa, who's currently taking care of her husband Chad. Please keep them and your families in their prayers. They really appreciate
see?
It.
See,
a few flubs.
Yeah,
a few
it wasn't
okay, yeah, one flub.
See, it's hard.
Get over it's
it.
It's hard. But it's not my job to do it.
She can never say. Who we're covering.
That's the red flag. That's
the red flag. She's like,
Olivia Rodrigo.
I cannot say Olivia Rodrigo.
Rodrigo.
No, guys, I just saw this video where this girl was like, she's being a parody, and she was like, Olivia Rodrigo.
And you're like, oh, Christina, every day.
I can't say her name. I don't know why.
Also,
it's so
I gotta
hard
point
to say.
Out that these two are both firstborn girls, and it very much shows.
What can you say?
What can you say?
All right,
it's a talent from birth.
Yeah. Oh, Lori's Catherine.
Okay.
We Zoom every Monday. Catherine takes every single Zoom on her phone. She has never once taken one on her
computer. No, I have taken on my laptop, but not that often. Wait, why is that bad?
Why would you not pick your laptop where you can just plant it,
Ariel,
see everyone?
Come on. I got to do three loads of laundry.
I'm
unloading the
dishwasher.
Where do you put it?
I just put it down and I move it and then I put it down and then I move it.
No. That's too close.
That's a recipe for disaster.
This little thing just...
See, but then you can't see everyone. What if someone's making a face at you and you don't know? What if a child comes on the screen?
No one made a face at me, and I always hear the child, and I got to check. It has worked out great for me.
Oh, hi.
Okay. Yeah,
but you know, to each their own.
Okay. Yes, but also she does fall asleep on Zoom as well.
That's red.
That's red.
I get it. I feel like that's so much easier.
It makes sense.
In my defense, I don't think I've always wondered, like, oh, are they going to be like, Catherine?
She will when she
and
wants
And I don't think
you.
That's actually happened any of the times I've fallen asleep.
I think you were asleep though.
No. There's been a few times where she's like,
Catherine.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I muted myself because my child was screaming. Like, I'm here, but I just muted.
No, I say, where's Catherine? Probably every week.
Where is Catherine?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, also, I a lot of times cannot get a word in edgewise, so I just text the group, hey, I gotta go check on Leo. I think he needs a diaper.
We have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Love it.
LOL. All
right. Lauren, this one's a safety hazard. Works with resin with the doors closed.
Oh, that's not good.
Lauren, you gotta wear one of those.
I bought one.
And like red, goggles or something.
So my red flag chain.
And gloves.
Are the doors and windows closed?
No, I opened them.
Last time?
Yeah, and I used the mask.
Okay. Well,
but here's an update I didn't know. So thank you.
Well, because I did it for like a whole month straight.
Yeah, okay.
With the doors closed, no mask.
So,
Lauren. She poisoned herself.
It was
Lauren, we don't want you to get cancer.
That is red.
That's
really well, you don't get cancer. You just can get like nasal and like lung
problems.
Oh, no.
Like little Nick's things?
Yeah, like I got a sinus infection after that for a
Wait, what if you have those things in you?
She might.
Polyps.
Yeah. Maybe
you have a congested sound.
Guys, I just saw this video that said...
You do?
Uh-oh.
I just saw a video that said... This is so sad, and I really want to speak out against this. I just want to advocate.
What?
No,
what?
Seriously. Hairdressers are, like, by far, like, it's, like, the highest statistic of getting ovarian cancer.
What?
And a lot of people think it's because of all the chemicals they're working with every day.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's an outrage. If that's, like, really the link, I feel so outraged at that. But anyway, I'm really passionate out. I'm like...
Outraged to who?
That hairdressers should be provided with safe products that don't have... No. They should be provided with products at an affordable price that are not cancer-causing. And those ingredients, if there's a known cancer link, it should be banned. Anyway, sorry. That's my soapbox.
I do agree. All right. But also, how do you make bleach that isn't bad?
I don't know if it's even bleach, though. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm just saying.
I actually do want to do a deep dive into the ingredients. Maybe it is the bleach.
Interesting.
But then what about swimmers? Because they're in chlorine all the time.
I don't know.
I need to dye my hair.
And they're, I haven't heard of a link in that.
Okay.
Amy. This one I also don't understand.
Amy.
Shut up.
No, that ice road trucker
thing.
This is
not one that you're going to take
personally. No, it was to her.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
I just love.
Will not finish a show if she knows it is ending. That could mean doesn't watch the last season. It could mean does not watch the last two episodes. It could mean does not watch the last 10 minutes.
It's not
of
right.
The episode.
I've never done not the last 10 minutes.
Okay. Well.
But last episode. For free.
It took her
why?
Months.
Because I have attachment issues.
You have no closure?
It's too sad.
Oh, also, I'm going to add to this one that I just thought
I
of.
Hate good,
she
like,
will also
endings.
Willingly jump into a TV show in the middle of a season. Just for bonding
what?
Purposes.
Yet somehow she doesn't have to ask me what's happening.
She knows. But that's also, I skipped it on the beige flag list and it's looking
Lauren,
up every
plot. I'm sorry to say this is a red flag for you when people do that.
Yes.
I think that's more of a red flag.
It is kind of annoying.
Wait, what? You're
looking
like,
up all
she
the
knows
plots
everything
is a red
in the
flag.
Show.
But I think no, when they don't listen is when they ask Lauren in the middle of the show, oh, what character is that?
Oh, like I watched the last 30, 20 minutes
of
Outer
three
Banks.
Last episode of Outer Banks. How do you just watch
when
the
I haven't
last
watched any
30 minutes?
Really
I spent all day watching that series.
I watched the first half of the first season.
Okay.
And then the last 30 minutes of the last season.
It drove me absolutely insane.
Oh, and like a random 20 minutes.
Oh, and dude, then she has opinions on it. And I'm like, you don't get to have an opinion. You don't know the facts.
Yeah!
Reindeer.
But maybe that's a personal problem. Okay, we're doing a speed round of Reds because this is taking a real long time. All right, this one's obvious. Christina checks if her food is good by eating it. That's real bad. Number two, doesn't use conditioner in her hair.
Don't need to.
Rude. Three, wakes up at 5 a.m. by choice.
That's red.
Red.
What's that you're talking about?
That's because she has insomnia. No, that's not by choice.
Maybe not by choice, but by habit.
I have by choice.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's
that is red.
Oh, no, I don't think it's bad, but I'm saying you always talk about your sleep problems.
With an alarm or not with an alarm?
Guys, we know this about her.
Yeah, this is not like a secret to you guys.
Oh, yeah. But she also goes to bed at 8, so she gets plenty of sleep.
The morning, red flag.
I love the morning.
No, 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 but like the morning 6:30, fine. The morning 5 a.m., no, no.
Five is the devil's hour.
Okay, it
is. I don't think it's the devil's hour.
Six is the angel.
I'm okay with
but five is
questionable at best.
All right.
Sus.
If I ever see it, it's a good time.
This red flag is, I think, a me red flag, but it has to do with her, so I included it in here. I always think she's mad at me, but I think that's a personal problem, but so it feels like a red flag to me in my soul. Even though she is not always mad at me, she tells me if she's upset.
Yeah.
You know?
I just get mad about a lot of things all the time.
Well, no, I don't think it has anything to do with
it's
that.
Normally it's normally not...
It's just like the energy of me just disappointing you.
I would say I freely let my anger happen, but people don't know who it's directed at.
Sure.
It's unsettling.
What? Yes. I'm mad about stuff, and I'm like walking around huffing and puffing.
Oh,
so you're like,
I
is it me?
Yeah.
Is it me? But yeah. I'm not going to like
it's
just
usually not.
Not just going to be all mad and then... I don't know, whatever. The point is, if I have a problem, I'm going to tell you what the problem is. I'm not just going to keep it in and then be like...
Yeah, no, no, no. She does address it, but I have this fear.
Absolutely going to address it.
I also have this fear with her, too. But
with Lauren?
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Oh, I do, too. Yeah.
She knows. Last one. Love you to death, okay? she makes us have 15, maybe 10, maybe 8 drafts of one singular TikTok because she realized she didn't catch something in the third draft.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't.
That's just how it
that's
goes.
That's how
it
goes.
It feels like a red flag.
Sometimes it is how it goes, but
no, it's called thorough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a realization later and you're like, this would make it better.
Oh, well, no, where it's like, oh, the music is early. And I'm like, you've seen this 10 times. How is it suddenly early?
I don't know.
Because that's my.
Just don't feel
no,
it.
I can't do
and
it.
Then you do feel it.
I live in fear of that feeling. Okay, next.
All right, Catherine actually had more beige than red flags, so I only have two red flags left for you.
All right, that's okay. But I'm just open to the process.
Will blast music.
I was thinking of, I thought of a red flag for me while you were talking, but keep going.
I wonder, okay. Yeah. Will blast music while cooking, and it's normally the same playlist for months at a time, which sure is great. But if you live with her and she's cooking every single night, for 3 months, or let's say when you were dating Max, every weekend, three nights, every weekend, Michael Bublé.
From six to nine.
And it's only like
five or six songs. I just play on repeat.
Over and over on a speaker in the kitchen.
Honestly, that is really annoying. Sometimes I annoy myself because I'm like, I can't think of what song to listen to. I'll do the same one I already listened to.
Yeah, no. And then this one you actually said.
What?
And I don't know if the camera caught it or not. Will accidentally not respond to your text messages until she has something to text you. It could be a day. Like, I texted her last night, hey, can we film you for Patreon?
Yeah.
And she just responded in person right now. But it's happened before where I ask a question, the weekend happens, and then she texts me, and then it's like, oh, sorry, I just saw your text. And I'm like, how did you do that?
I see it, and I respond in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, we should have
I think I was doing my taxes when you texted me is the problem.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll respond to this later, and I just forgot.
Mm.
That's usually what happens.
All right. Lauren's red flags. Cheese is a meal. That doesn't need an explanation. Cheese is a meal.
Jesus. I see that as a green flag, but.
Maybe it's because I can't do dairy. Maybe that's the issue. I don't know, but it's a red flag to me. Cheese is not a meal. She always has at least 50 unread text messages. Usually more.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shocking.
Guys, it's because we're in all these groups.
No. I never have 50 unread.
I don't have a single notification anywhere
on my phone.
I don't
know what they are, though, because I read all my texts. So it's like
22.
Random things from before that I just, I'd have to scroll way back.
No, that's what I do. I scroll back to find the dots and get
them out.
Or you
could do mark all as read.
No.
But what if I didn't read it?
Okay, keep it going.
Wow.
Keep it going. Here's a really, really red one. She leaves the oven on when she's done cooking.
Whoa.
Oh, I do that too.
If I used the oven, I would leave it on.
For hours. Whoa. It has happened that it's hours. So there's that. She doesn't like raw fish. I think that's a red flag, but it's probably not, but to me it is, because I'm like, how do you not want raw fish? And then her last one is the way she eats. She eats the shell off of a Reese's and then eats the middle.
You do?
She eats one noodle of mac and cheese or pasta at a time. True. She eats candy corn one color at a time.
I think it's a green flag.
She eats french fries in more than one bite.
It's a green flag for her diet.
Yeah, it's a French long.
But a candy corn?
Lauren.
A noodle?
She's a dainty eater, okay.
It's a green flag for her digestion.
I appreciate the simple things in life.
I love it.
I wish I
enjoy the little things.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. All right, Amy.
Hey.
Forgets her lunch frequently when she comes to work.
You know what? Yeah.
That's sad.
It is sad.
But it's always a choice. I'm like, I didn't bring it.
That's now the red flag, is that you choose.
Yeah,
to
because
bring
it's
red.
Like, I don't have the time, so I'll see if I can scrounge something up.
Mm. True. She talks through most TV shows.
Yes.
Red flag.
I do.
She frequently burns her bagels and toast in the morning.
Yes, I can't get it right, and I make them every single day.
She makes them every day.
You guys have a toaster
oven.
Are you kidding me? That's because those are the freaking worst.
And ours is always on fire,
too. Guys, I hate toaster ovens. Get a toaster. It's way better.
Okay.
I will get you a toaster.
I'm getting us an air fryer for Christmas.
Oh,
I decided.
Yeah.
I
love an air fryer.
Fun.
She leaves on the stove. Amy or Lauren leaves on the oven. Amy leaves on the stove.
Oh my gosh!
You guys
in a
lot
very
better.
Very long time. Very long time.
Here's a
it's
point
a dangerous
of
house.
Oh, this is a point of contention for Amy and I. She hates sports and gets upset when I am yelling at sports.
Because I'm like, you think you could do better. You couldn't.
I never once said I was trying
to do better.
You
couldn't do better than the NFL, okay?
You're
not better than Joe Burrow.
You're right. You are so right. Here's the thing, though. We talk about, we're not going to dive into this.
I yell at rom-coms. You yell at sports. So I'm understanding
but
that
I'm not
now.
Yelling at you while you watch a rom-com.
I know.
That's the difference.
Yeah. I yell in my own time.
Yeah. I also yell in my own time.
Yeah.
You just happen to be there during my time and then yell at me for yelling in my own time.
I had to temper myself.
Because
I just don't get it. But you know what? Life
teach
is
their
life.
Own. And then last is that you sing over everyone during our Zoom meetings.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
not
cute.
Yeah, so I'm going to be like, oh, I have this really good idea.
And she'll be like,
you're like, oh, I guess Amy is really engaged in what I'm saying.
It's a tick.
Can't wait to hear your idea.
It just flies out.
Yeah, but you could mute in that.
You
at least.
Think I could remember to mute as I'm having a take? No.
Quick mute.
It's not like I play it out singing randomly.
Okay,
that's
flags,
all the red.
We have to go fast. Here, I'll just speed round these. Some of them I'll comment on, some of them I won't. How's that?
Okay. Guys, we have to temper ourselves.
This is long.
Okay.
Ultimate green flag
of Christina. She gave me a job and she hasn't fired me.
Oh, I love it.
It changed my life. It actually changed my life.
I love
it. Number two, fearless leader. Okay.
I love it.
She will just go through the trenches. She will go through the muddy water, the jungle, everything. Okay. Mm. Fearless leader.
Hallelujah.
10 out of 10, mom.
Aww.
No commentary.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
Very good at giving advice. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten in my life came from you. I was like 12, and I still remember it, and I still have it written on my phone.
Aww. Whoa. Wow.
Love that. Number whatever, hysterical.
You think you're not funny, but you are.
Hysterical.
Love that.
Halloween party queen.
Yes.
True.
Oh, yes.
Halloween.
No explanation required. Extremely creative. Kids channel came out of her brain.
Yeah.
Not entirely, but like a lot of
the bigger
concepts, I feel like.
The weirder concepts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but something.
Yeah.
And then also, green flag, you push all of us to think in new ways.
Wow.
Professionally and personally.
Thank you, Ariel.
Like, Ariel. Sometimes that's green, sometimes it's red.
I know. I want to add a green flag, even though it's your list, Ariel, sorry. But I feel like this is so, I feel like no one, not no one, I feel like people don't talk about this, but Christina is an amazing songwriter. Like,
yeah!
Like
that's
amazing.
So true.
Wait,
it's so underrated.
It's so underrated. But she's an amazing songwriter.
So, green flags for all of you. You're all very smart. You're all very talented.
Thank you.
No, she's a way better songwriter than me. I'm just saying. If she touches a song, it will be very catchy, very melodically interesting, and
dynamic.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
No one ever tells me
earworms?
That.
I have to say.
Amen.
What? No one tells me that.
Great songwriter.
That's wow. not real.
So thank you. Okay.
Because no one knows what I wrote.
We do.
I know.
But
we
thank
know.
You.
What?
Well, I know. It's not like I have
people message me every day. Great.
It's not out there in the public, so I'm putting it out there.
Yes. I'm just like adding that. To
no,
your
thank
list.
You. I like it.
It is great.
But you were saying creative. I was like, oh my
Kat's
gosh.
Kat's green flag is she adds green flags. And it's not her segment.
Guys, my red flag or green flag is I don't want to hear my, I don't know, I get so awkward. I don't want to hear my green flags.
Do you want me to just skip
you just
yours?
Text them to me?
No, just do it.
Just
no,
read it.
I hate it. Guys, yeah. my birthday, I'm
here,
like,
what if I add in like a background song? Ready?
So awkward. I probably made it more awkward.
She's also a great mom. Because both of you are great moms. It needed to be on there.
Queen of playlists. Every vibe.
Yeah.
Through all the eras. Queen. True. Christmas yeah. party playlist. So good. I Doesn't wish I could listen to it year round. No. Okay. I feel like you are a very good example of like modern faith. I know that sounds stupid.
Wow.
Or it doesn't sound That's stupid, really nice. But like when awesome. I think
That's
of like
phrase.
A goal.
Modern faith.
In my Ooh. Faith. I think of how you practice faith.
Wow.
Yes. That is really nice. You were bad at it.
Modern faith.
Sticks out to me.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
Incredible cook and baker. A New York Times best-selling writer.
Yeah.
Catherine.
I wish.
She is. Big jokester.
Oh, yeah.
Can always make a room laugh.
You got humor, Kathy.
And a tall queen.
Oh,
green flag.
Tall queen.
Green flag.
Wait, did you?
Errol, I always.
I feel like you should have put under 5 feet on my red flags. I really
Amy,
think you should have.
I didn't
have.
Read all of my oh, red my flags for anybody.
Okay.
I was going to say, Errol and I do frequently bond over the fact that we are the tallest ladies in this block.
That's
we're like, oh, when your leg just hits anyone under the table, you didn't even try. You're just like, sorry,
girl.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah.
Long leg probs.
Because
you're 5'10 or 11?
5'10 and 1/8.
She's 5'10 and 1/8, and I'm 5'9 and a half.
Okay, so that's tall. Less than an inch between.
Yep.
Yeah, we're the tall ladies.
If I actually I sit up.
Oh, yeah, I know. And we both slouch. So
basically,
you can't tell.
You wouldn't know. You could think I'm Lauren's height.
Okay.
Yikes.
Red flag.
Okay, Lauren's
red. All right,
red.
Blah, blah, blah,
my
Lauren.
Green.
Lauren doesn't have any green flags. Amy's green flags. No, I'm kidding. Great vibes curator.
Mm. Woo!
What does that mean?
Errol, you're like a writer.
Yeah.
You keep coming up with these great phrases. No, you are.
I wrote all of this between like
Errol, you're
1
a
and
writer.
4 a.m.
I'm telling you, you're a writer.
You're a writer, yeah. Harry.
You're
a writer. Away with words.
Yeah,
yeah,
you. I said that before. Wait, she did something else that made me say this too.
All
you
of
are
her
a writer.
Skins writing.
Skins.
Yes. Oh, when you wrote the stuff for Skins. For Skins. For Skins.
For Skins.
For the labels and all that stuff. Yes, Ariel's a writer.
Because you just have to channel something that's not you.
You have like creative writer.
Yes.
Creative concepts. Okay.
That was my worst subject in school.
What?
Anyway.
Well, you're good.
I don't know what
but
it was.
I mean like in the car, you curate a vibe.
Oh,
it, like
yeah.
where we're going, the music matches it. Mm-hmm. If it's the morning, the night, the way there, the way back. You do it in the house when we clean the kitchen. Vibe curator with the playlist.
Soon.
You make quesadillas better than any Mexican restaurant.
Oh,
wow. And I love Mexican
that's
food.
That's a compliment.
I
that's
love a green.
It is.
Back to the cheese.
Wow.
It is back to the cheese.
The third time cheese has been mentioned.
Green
really
flag.
Branded.
Cheese. No, I'm kidding. Party decor master.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Yeah. She will give you a good looking party.
I will.
Love it.
She will.
She did it for my graduation. So good. Birthdays, aww. Christmas, Halloween.
She's done it. She's done
and
it.
And she'll do it again.
Thank you. Ooh, you should throw my birthday.
Okay.
No, you shouldn't throw it, but like.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Roast master.
Ooh, yes.
Which should be a red flag or a
but
beige
it's
flag.
Green.
Why is it green?
But
I'm
it's
curious.
Green.
I'm curious.
Because here's the thing.
You hate to love
no,
it.
That's here's the thing.
You hate
Woo. To. No. It's not even that. It's that okay. Lauren knows where the line is for
yes.
every person. Most of the time. Most
yeah.
of the time. Lauren knows where the line is.
Does she?
That's
She
that's
pushes the limits.
Yeah.
She really pushes
but
the limits.
But
she's never rude.
She finds the
she's
line.
She's never disrespectful. It's just like playful
like,
this over and over.
And over.
And over and over. But if you say like, hey, I really need you to stop, she will stop.
Yeah.
Listen, being around Lauren will up your roasting game, though.
And it will make you more resilient as a person.
Yeah. For
like
sure.
In your skin.
Quite frankly. But yeah, there's that, blah, blah, blah. And then this is kind of like a combo deal. is like one, but it's like three things, but it's one. She's a great listener, which I feel like is shocking because she likes to be alone a lot. But so
I was like, what?
You also, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a great listener, and with the listening, she has a lot of compassion, and she doesn't judge me when I go cray cray. She will just sit there and be like, okay, so when you think this, what do you think that means? Oh yes, this blah blah blah. It's like, oh, you do you, I do me.
A little bit.
Good vibes.
Love it.
And we could do that for hours too, which also should be its own flag, but it's the same flag because she'll listen for hours when I'm losing my mind.
I will.
You will. All right, that's it for you.
The last Gren flag.
Gren flag for Amy. This is the greatest of all the flags at the table. Will kill every single bug for me.
Yes!
That's actually surprising.
Every bug.
Why is that surprising, Kat?
I don't know. I hate killing bugs.
Amy's an ice road trucker.
Yes. Amy is the ice road trucker.
Listen, I'm the man of the house.
She is the man of the house. And at work, too, she will do it for me. If Okay. Extremely entertaining in all situations.
Yes.
At work, when she is crying, Lauren is crying, when we are on a walk, when we are in the car, when we are watching a movie, when I am on the phone that she cannot hear. Extremely entertaining.
Oh, thank you. That's a great one.
This one is circling back to her beige flag. Remembers everything.
Oh, I thought you said this is a red
one. No. It is beige or red, wherever I put it, but it is also green because when you tell her a story or like update on someone, she already knows who you're talking about.
She knows what you're talking about.
I can be like, oh, yeah, so Holly, blah, 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 blah. And she'll be like, oh, right, her kids' names, blah, blah, blah. Oh, last time you said this.
How is she doing?
It's great.
How is she doing?
It's great.
I care. Why? I don't know.
I don't know. She is pale, but she will always tan with me.
Yeah. That's a green flag.
Because I like to tan, but I don't like tanning alone because it's boring.
I get it.
Even though we don't sit next to each other, sometimes we don't even talk.
I hide in the shade.
She does. Queen of painting in all crafts. There is not a craft I've seen Amy do that she is bad at. Not a single one.
Thank you.
Have you seen her jewelry? She probably made all of it.
Some of it.
Most of it?
Yeah.
High 90s.
Wow.
And lastly, but not least, she shares her candy corn specifically, but also all of her snacks.
Yes. Aww.
We love a sharing.
We love
a snack
sharer. Share.
It pains me.
That's like one of the ultimate
first,
green flags.
But she does get over it.
I do.
Guys, I want to do a lightning round of some of Ariel's green flags that I thought of.
No, we don't need that.
All right. You just don't have to listen. Okay. So Ariel's green flags for the viewers at home since you don't know her. Number one, Ariel is a fashion queen.
Yes.
She's a chic woman.
She has great style. She's very put together. She always looks put together. Also, riding on that one, very good at makeup.
Yes.
And always has like flawless looking skin that's just very smooth.
Yep.
Yeah, what?
And then I would say on more of a deeper level, I have two deeper ones because I know we don't have that much time. Very hardworking and will really go into the details on any project and like go over, like maybe overboard sometimes, but like definitely overboard.
We gotta reel her in a little bit.
Yeah, but she really like puts her all into it, and like she did like a lot of the crafts and stuff and the like art for the skin video, and she put a lot into the details. And then I will say my last green flag for you is very loyal and family oriented. Like Ariel would ride
or die
for her family, and she loves them so much. Every single one of the millions.
We know so
very tall family.
Their names, because
of
Ariel.
Very family oriented.
A
lot of times she talks about Chicago as if she like grew up there full time.
I did not,
but it's just because she loves her family that much.
I love that.
I'm going 5 times in the next 3 months.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I love that.
To my point. So anyway, those are my green flags.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you,
this was her idea.
What a wild time.
I literally had this idea in the shower. I was like, Christina, your assistant exposes you. And she was like, brilliant. Brainstorm.
If you guys have any ideas for episodes with Ariel, let us know. If you guys think of something interesting that we didn't think of,
let us know.
Not the only one. I said 60% of the time say Ariel, 40% say Ariel.
Okay, I should have added that to Christina's beige flags. How she says my name. Sometimes
Ariel?
It's right.
It's Ariel?
Sometimes it's Ariel.
Ariel.
Anyway.
Okay, so let's go quickly into our last things. Okay, five perspectives. What is the best month of the year and what is the worst month of the year? You can't really explain it that much. Okay, I'll start. Worst month of the whole year is February.
I knew it!
February is the absolute worst time of the year. It's horrible. Depressing. It's horrible. You're so done with winter. Can't explain it. Okay. February is absolutely depression terrible. Month. I hate it. Hate February. Okay. And best month of the year is June. It's the first month of summer, and I just feel like I have such hope and promise and excitement for summer. Then I realize how hot it is, and it goes a little downhill. But for the most part, it has the most, like, hope and, like, joy. Okay, can't think. Go. Next.
All right. Best month, October. It's just fall, magical, crisp. You're wearing your sweater. You're baking, making some soup. The best. Worst month of the year is January, because you're coming off the Christmas high, and it just feels like there's nothing to look forward to. It's just kind of like an empty, barren wasteland. And it's so long till spring, and you're just like, bleh. Yeah.
Okay, best month, no question, December. I spend it in three states, and the weather is perfect in all three states. December and Christmas, hello, and vacation. Worst is June. Because in California, it is June gloom, and it is miserable. You it's want it horrible. To be warm and sunny, and it's gray and cold. And if you're here, it is extremely hot, extremely humid, and the bugs are out, and I'm not doing it. Next.
I agree. February, worst month. Best month, August.
It's just almost said
your birthday.
I almost said August.
It just has good vibes. I'm like, oh, August.
I know, it does. It does
have I'm going to have to go with Christina's answer. June is the best, or December is right behind it. June or December, and then February is absolute worst. Hate it.
It isn't. All right, woo! Let's go to Sister Spotlight, where each week different sister spotlight in her. We have blah, 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 whatever. Okay, sister is Catherine.
Catherine!
Guys, this has been a very long episode, so I'm just going to keep
this
very short.
So happy about that.
I'm just going to read verbatim what I wrote, which I wish I could have said in the last episode.
Turn on your listening ears.
Oh, we should have switched them. I would have loved to roast
just a
Lauren
poetic
during
thought.
Her segment.
Okay, this poetic thought that I thought of is, what you do matters.
Aww.
And I was thinking, I was kind of thinking about moms, but I was always really thinking about everyone. Like, and this is basically what I was thinking. Invisible work that no one sees still counts. The small things that you do to grow are important. And those baby steps that you are doing are going to add up to make massive results. Growing and healing is not a glamorous thing to do, but it is one of the most important things we do as humans.
Catherine.
You might feel invisible, like no one notices or cares what you do or the changes that you've made or the ways that you've grown. But I just want to take a moment to recognize you and celebrate you, because it is important. It does matter, and it means a lot.
Amen.
And that's it.
That's
all I got to say.
That was beautiful, Catherine.
I would like to hear that every morning when I wake up.
I'll make it into a spoken word.
Oh, please
do. Yeah,
it
could
be a tone.
Kat, you should make it into a spoken word.
Guys, I had this idea when I was driving by this car pickup line. I was like, I want to make an inspirational podcast for moms in the car pickup line called, like, pickup praises or something. I don't know, like a Christian one where it gives them, like,
maybe you could just make a TikTok for it.
Oh, yeah, the pickup line with Catherine.
Well, the pickup line.
Yeah, I was going to say the car pickup line, but
anyway.
Pickup line.
Line with Catherine. Lines.
Okay, well, thank you, Arielle, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This is a wild ride.
Hope you guys, I know great. You guys loved the but long weird. Episode. I know you loved it. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you to our patrons. You're the best.
Thank
Once
you,
Once again, join Patreon, patreon.com/SimRally, $5 a month. Great stuff on there. I explained it earlier, but I'm just saying, it's great. Check it out. Linked in the description. All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the SimRally podcast. Follow SimRally on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find SimRally on Facebook and Instagram.